Okay, the hen motzi the dam mina olam. Yeah, we've got this Rabbeinu Yona. Ki ama nivra ha'adam. What is the person created to for? Ach la'asok b'terah, to be involved in the words of terah. Bi'orach yamim, it's the length of his days. V'shunot chayim, and the years of his life. V'im lo keachu dvarim ke'elu. And if he takes these things we mentioned above, lama lo chayim, what does he need life? If you spend your time in the desires of the world and in sicha b'teila, what do you need life for? Rui l'taudah min ha'olam, it's fitting to remove him from the world, bother him to be removed from the world. Ki hevel hu, it's a waste of time. V'hevel yamav, and his life is a waste of time. V'acha shechaya kama shanim, and after he lived many years, in his nasek be'esko, and he was osik, whatever he was involved, whatever he was involved, v'lo ho'il, and didn't help. Ho'il shebat bitl terah, it helped him to be mebatl terah, to nullify his learning terah. Amay yosifu l'yamim, why do you need to add him life? For what? To just waste his time more? Mashal ha'melech shenatan me'er kesev l'avdo, it's a mashal. A king gave him $100,000. Vishnicham yam, and the servant took it and threw it in the river, the sea. V'chazav yikeshim, and he said, can I have another 100,000? Acheri, v'alo rui shelo yitein lo yotze, it's fitting he shouldn't give him any more. Kach mi she'ena osek v'terah, someone who's not osek v'terah, he gave you life, and you're not using it properly, you're just wasting it, throwing it in the city, throwing it in the water. Just throwing it away. This life he gave you to connect to him, just throwing it away. With taivas and stam diburim. We're not talking about doing averas necessarily. Just wasting your time. Now you're asking for more life from the king. Why should he give it to you? You get life, it seems. This is what it seems to be saying. It seems to be saying, why do you get a long life? Because you know how to use it. It's a present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you 70 years. Right? You used it well? Can I have a few more? Yeah. Can I have a few more if you didn't use it well? No. Who says you're going to use it? Why should I give you more? Just throw it in the bin again? To throw it away again? But when you recognize what you're living for, and you're living with a proper use of your life, to connect to your Creator, and when people see you, they see you and they understand, that's terror. I also want to connect to the terror. That's a living life of a terror. He's a living terror. He's a tzaddik. And they recognize, Ashrei, happy is his parents, happy is his rabbi. And they praise the terror. Wow, that's a human being. Because, we speak in Yeshiva. You mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Worth giving you more life. But again, the people who give you aracha have to have, people who give you that value have to have the same value system as you. Because you will find that Amay Aret is written in the Gemara, they hate Tamei Lechachamim. People who don't learn Torah will hate those who learn. And the Gemara says, and the wife of Amay Aret will hate the Tamei Lechachamim even more. Why? Because she could have married the Talmud Chacham. And she didn't. That's what the Gemara says. That's Tosafot says it. I'm not sure. I think Tosafot says it. There's a Hezbollah. You have to understand, it's a deep Gemara. It doesn't mean simply like that. It means that people have kina. People have, jealousy for that which they could be. Everyone knows the Torah is open. It's an open book. Anyone can learn it. So you can't read Hebrew. So you can read English. You can learn. You can even learn Hebrew. It's not so hard. You take a course here, right? Hebrew grammar. You can learn whatever age, wherever you are. And you have the time to learn. Go learn it. Go do it. And give value to your life. Make your life worth the 100,000, a million. I don't know how much your life's worth. There's no erech. But give value to that life. That's what life's all about. Let's not waste our life with shtuyot, with things which aren't worth.
There's basic things we have to do. We have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to, you know, cure, you have to make money, you have to have a job, you have to... But what are you living for? What's your life about? That's where our focus has to be. Okay?